It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Once again today, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez goes before Congress. Once again, he'll be questioned about firing 8 U.S. attorneys. Once again, Gonzalez will apologize, but once again, he will also insist that nothing improper occurred. He will be facing some lawmakers who think Gonzalez should resign, and some may wonder why he doesn't. So this morning, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on why not.
It's a tough time to be attorney general. After Alberto Gonzalez's last congressional testimony, one of the only people who said good things in public about his performance was his boss, President Bush.
The attorney general went up and gave a very candid assessment and answered every question he could possibly answer, honestly answer, in a way that increased my confidence in his ability to do the job.
It was hard to find any prominent member of either party who agreed with that assessment. The top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee said Gonzalez has permanently damaged his credibility. Other analysts have said that's costing the Justice Department as a whole credibility before judges and juries. According to Harvard Law professor David Barron, it's very unusual to see such widespread loss of confidence in this high an official for this long without either the official or his boss signaling that an exit is in the works.
The only conclusion I can reach from that, particularly given the closeness of the two individuals involved, is that the president has reasons for wanting him to stay in office.
To figure out what those reasons are, Republican lobbyist Ed Rogers recommends looking 2 or 3 moves down the chessboard. Rogers worked in the White House of earlier Republican administrations.
What would it really look like if Gonzalez were to go? We would have to have a Senate confirmation fight. And it would have to address everything from Guantanamo to eavesdropping to U.S. attorneys and how they'll be treated in the future. And on it goes.
And he says getting rid of Gonzalez won't make the scandal go away.
From Trent Lott and Newt Gingrich to Donald Rumsfeld and how it was handled, I can't think of a time where making somebody walk the plank, having that sacrificial lamb, has really and truly bought any peace.
In fact, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy has said he will finish the investigation into the U.S. attorney scandal before any new attorney general is confirmed. Harvard Law professor Philip Hyman was deputy attorney general during the Clinton administration. He says as much power as congressional Democrats appear to have now, they'll have even more if the attorney general leaves.
I think the choice is between the bad and the worse. And the worse is a confirmation before a Democratic-controlled, suspicious judiciary committee who will demand that the person be the opposite of a Bush loyalist.
Result? Gonzalez stays. Lanny Davis, who was special counsel to President Clinton, says that's the president's prerogative.
It's up to the president to decide whether he wants an attorney general who's effective with Congress. It's not up to Congress to decide.
Davis says he used the same argument when Republicans called on Attorney General Janet Reno to resign in the 90s.
The problem with us Democrats now that we're in the majority is we're forgetting that the same arguments we used against Republican abuses in the 90s, we're forgetting about those arguments now that the shoe is on the other foot.
Then again, Republican lobbyist Ed Rogers says Democrats might have reasons for wanting Gonzalez to stay, too, despite their rhetoric to the contrary.
He's a talking point, and he's part of the litany of complaints and illustrations they have against the malfeasance that they see within the Bush administration. So he's a good bad guy for them right now.
That means Gonzalez has to accept that his fate may be to remain Congress's punching bag for the time being. There's an elegant symmetry to the shape of this scandal, says law professor Barron.
The irony here is that this scandal began because of the administration's fear of having to confront the specter of a confirmation. That's why they used the unusual Patriot Act procedures for replacing some of these U.S. attorneys.
Now the attorney general may be holding on to his job in part because, once again, the White House wants to avoid a brutal confirmation hearing. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.